From KQED Public Radio, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly series exploring Northern California's science and environment. When it comes to saving energy, sometimes it's the little things that count, like changing a light bulb in your living room lamp.
So this is the familiar incandescent light bulb, which dates back to Thomas Edison. I'm going to replace it by a compact fluorescent light bulb, which should save $30 over its lifetime. It lasts about 10 times longer than the incandescent. And for that, I have Art Rosenfeld to thank.
I've often said that the price of liberty is eternal vigilance, but the price of energy efficiency is eternal nagging.
More than 35 years ago, Art Rosenfeld gave up a promising career in nuclear physics to help California save energy. And it worked. While electricity consumption has risen sharply in the rest of the country, California's electricity use per capita has remained nearly flat since the early 1970s. It's not that we are any less addicted to our giant flat-screen TVs and personal computers. It's that the state, thanks in large part to Rosenfeld's dogged persistence, has put in place some of the strictest energy standards in the world. The 83-year-old physicist retired last month, stepping down after two terms on the State Energy Commission. I recently spoke with him in his Berkeley Hills home.
In this kitchen, there are four light switches. The first switch you come to must always be the fluorescence.
Rosenfeld does what he can to conserve energy in his own home, which includes low-energy lighting, double-paned windows, and a new condensing furnace. He went green way before green was in.
When you think about energy in the United States before the embargo, you have to think of oil and natural gas and coal, all of which were dirt cheap. Buildings were equipped with, particularly commercial buildings, were equipped with acres of oversized air conditioning, acres of fluorescent lights.
It was about the time of the 1973 energy crisis that Rosenfeld had an aha moment, one that would cause him to change careers.
There were actually two of them.
Okay, two of them. The first, he says, was in response to a PG&E ad urging customers to leave their thermostat on, saying that it takes more energy to heat a house back up in the morning than will be saved at night.
I called up PG&E and said, this ad doesn't make sense, it's counterproductive, and they put me in touch with a nice guy by the name of Stan Blois, who was the head of their research department, and I said, Stan, would you turn your coffee on before you went to bed just to save heat when you're going to need it in the morning? I challenged him to get that ad canceled within one day, and he did.
Another breakthrough moment came for Rosenfeld while working late one night at Lawrence Berkeley National Lab. He realized most of the lights were left on in his building.
And the aha moment was when I discovered it was very difficult to turn out the lights. People had put bookcases in front of the light switches. There were light switches. But people have put bookcases, posters, had to peel somebody's poster off the wall to get at the light switch. It was just silly.
Rosenfeld eventually founded the Center for Building Science at Lawrence Berkeley Lab in 1974, out of which came designs for thermal pane windows, the fluorescent light bulb, and more efficient refrigerators. As a state energy commissioner, he helped set standards for new building construction, despite anger from some manufacturers. Perhaps his proudest accomplishment is an obscure computer program that has improved building design.
During its 30 years of dominance, I think it was used in the design of something like 20% of all the buildings in the United States, probably has saved us $10 billion a year for 30 years.
Rosenfeld, who studied under Enrico Fermi as a graduate student, has a simple philosophy. It's cheaper to save electricity than to build new power plants. His work has saved billions on utility bills and improved air quality. And now he's finally getting some credit from high places. President Obama frequently mentions energy efficiency as a way to reduce carbon emissions. Last year, Rosenfeld even got a plug from U.S. Energy Secretary Stephen Chu on Jon Stewart's Daily Show, praising Rosenfeld for his work on low-reflective white rooftops as a way to combat climate change.
The final thing was pointed out by a group of scientists at Lawrence Berkeley Lab and Art Rosenfeld, one of my local heroes, the energy commissioner in California.
Rosenfeld, I love his energy stuff.
And
no, he's top-notch weatherizing guy.
For Rosenfeld, who has been around since the Lone Ranger was on radio, a mention on The Daily Show is nice, but it may just be more media white noise.
I got a phone call from a very noisy restaurant for Steve Chu. He said, Art, I think you're going to like this. You're on the And that's all I could figure out.
In an era when so many people get attention for fleeting, often irrelevant things, Rosenfeld has devoted his life to what might seem mundane, but it has turned out to be profoundly important. He is, of course, not really retiring. Rosenfeld will soon return to the Berkeley Labs part-time to work on advancing research on white roofs. Not surprisingly, as energy commissioner, he helped make them mandatory on new commercial buildings in California. How are Bay Area architects building green? Find out at kqed.org/quest. For KQED Public Radio, I'm Andrea Kissick.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation, with additional support from the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation.